First John chapters 1 and 2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Saint John, martyr of Christ. That seems a strange title for a sermon on the festival of Saint John, apostle and evangelist. Strange because, at least as it was foreshadowed in today's gospel reading, John was not killed for his faith. Peter, yes. Somewhat enigmatically, Jesus had revealed that to Peter just before the beginning of today's reading. That's what Peter had in mind when he asked, "Lord, what about this man?" Church tradition indicates that alone of all the apostles, John was not martyred. His symbol, a chalice with a snake above it, refers to an alleged attempt to poison him, an attempt which did not succeed. So how is it that I would choose Saint John, Martyr of Christ, as the title for my sermon today? I chose this title because the Greek verb martyreo and the related noun martyrion, which you can probably hear are the basis for the English word martyr, because these Greek words show up in all of the readings today. The most basic meaning of the word martyreo is to witness or to testify. Highlighting it with the words testify or testimony, wherever they occur in today's readings, results in the following. From the first reading, God made the things that must soon take place known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. From the gospel, this is the disciple who is testifying about these things and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And then in our text, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. Thus, in each reading, St. John is identified as a testifier, in Greek, a martyr of Jesus Christ. If there's just one thing you need to know about St. John, it's this, that he gives testimony concerning the Christ. Like a faithful witness in a court of law, he testifies to what he has seen and heard, perhaps surprisingly also what he has touched. Based on what he writes in the 20th chapter of his gospel, we might think here especially of the risen Jesus greeting his disciples in the locked room, showing them his hands and his side, and instructing them, as the words Thomas later speaks, suggest, and Luke explicitly records, touch me and see. John has touched the risen Lord, his hands and his side. Through three senses then, through sight and through hearing and through touch, Jesus allowed John to witness that he is truly risen from the dead. And this is John's testimony to us, that Jesus Christ is the faithful testifier, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings on earth. St. John tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. John acknowledges that Jesus did and said much more than he recorded. He supposes that were every one of them to be written, the whole world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Nevertheless, John testifies that he has left out nothing that is necessary for faith in Jesus and for eternal life. Who Jesus is, and what he has done, and what difference it makes for you and me. This is the substance of John's written testimony, the reason that he recorded it. Who is Jesus? John testifies that he is the one who was from the beginning, as he recorded it more fully in the gospel that we heard on Christmas morning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And this Word became flesh and dwelt among us, making the unseen God known to us. As he put it succinctly in our text, Jesus Christ, truly man, is also the Son of the Father. What has Jesus, this person who is both divine and human, done? John testifies he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Propitiation isn't a word you hear every day, but it's a word that wonderfully conveys what Jesus has effected for you and for me. As the propitiation, Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for your sin and for the sins of all people. He is the offering that satisfies God's wrath. He is the sacrifice that pays in full the penalty sin incurred, so that without violating his righteousness, God can extend merciful love to sinners, so that, as Paul writes, he might be just and, at the same time, the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. St. John doesn't leave room for doubt about how this has taken place. In the reading from Revelation, he testifies, Jesus loves us and has freed us from our sin by his blood. And in our text, the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Jesus did many things which John did not record. But about this thing, he would leave you without any doubt. Jesus died for you, to appease God's wrath over your rebellion against him. For that's what sin is. And Jesus' death for your sins makes it possible for God to graciously forgive you and bless you. This is the difference Jesus' coming and his death and resurrection make for you. My little children, John addresses you, I am writing these things to you so that you do not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. These things about which John speaks are his testimony concerning light and darkness, confession or denial of sin. This is about living daily under God's grace in response to what Jesus has done for you. A sinless life is God's will for you. But this side of the grave, you will fall short of his will. No matter how sincerely you try, and we must all admit that our sincerity is often lacking, no matter how sincerely you try, you will often fail. But that is not the end, the last strike that damns you to hell. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, St. John testifies, we lie and do not practice truth. In other words, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. This will seal your fate. If you deny that you are a sinner, this should be obvious. It's impossible to contend that you are sinless and at the same time to believe that Jesus is your Savior from sin. If you say that you have no sin, then Jesus couldn't have come to save you, because Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. But if we walk in the light as God is in the light, John continues, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Or stated more concretely, if we confess our sins, and confess means to say the same as, God says, you are a sinner, and I say it. Indeed, you're right, God, I am a sinner. That's confessing sins. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As Jesus said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You know that you are a sinner. God's law makes that very clear. And John's testimony makes it clear that Jesus is for you, is your advocate with the Father. In the courtroom of the Lord stands your defense counsel, Jesus Christ. Every accusation against you receives the same response. That sin can't be charged against the one I represent. Its price has already been paid. I already endured the punishment for it in full. There can be no condemnation where my blood has made satisfaction. And the verdict is
that you are not guilty because you are in Christ. You have been baptized into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and thus been clothed with the righteousness of Christ. You have heard the absolution authorized by the Lord, I forgive you all your sins. And your faith has responded, Amen. Let it be to me according to your word. You have received the Lord's true body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. And through faith in his words for you, have received what he gives, forgiveness, life, and salvation. It is as John testifies. You have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, whose blood cleanses you from all sin. He loves you and has freed you from your sins by his blood and made you a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. As we continue.